explain to us about knowing our consumer rights. What do you mean by that?
Well, we mean exactly what is always said out there, that you have a right to know who your service provider is.
Mm-hmm.
And by knowing who your service provider is to know if the person is credible to provide you the service, if the person does meet all the requirements to be able to provide you those services. And in the legal fraternity, what we're talking about is something that we call a fidelity fund certificate, mm-hmm. which sort of permits a legal practitioner who practices for own account to practice, without which they are not allowed to practice because they cannot charge any fees, they cannot charge any disbursements, they cannot do any awards, they cannot practice generally. So we warn people that a practitioner that you approach to provide you legal services should hold that certificate. But it's a particular category of practitioners that should hold the certificate. Because in some firms, in some law firms, you find that there are attorneys who are employees at the firm and do not practice for own account. So they are employees like any other employee. Those attorneys are not expected to hold the certificate.
Oh, I see. However, because they sit under an organization that holds
sit under an organization, but it is not the organization that holds the certificate. It's the owner of the organization.
So it's still held in a personal capacity.
Yes. Right. Because if you look at a firm, for instance, that has got 7 directors, each of the 7 directors will hold his or her own certificate. So the attorneys who are employed at those firms should make sure that the owners do have the certificates. But if you're dealing with an owner, then that owner must have a certificate. And it's important to ensure that it is a valid certificate.
Right.
And I can quickly explain what valid means.
Well, but before, I do want to know what valid means, but before you go there, how big a problem is this in South Africa? If you're raising it as an issue, I'm going to assume that this is actually a bit of a problem.
I would not necessarily say it's a very big problem looking at the numbers comparatively. However, the few that do not oblige do pose a risk.
Mm.
I would not say it's too huge. If, for instance, I were to give you an idea in terms of numbers, at the moment we are expecting just over 18,000 practitioners to hold certificates, and we have under 3,000 that are not holding the certificates.
Okay.
So you can see it's not a big problem,
not a massive problem
in terms of holding the certificates. But yes,
but if it happens to you, then it's a problem.
it definitely is a problem. But I do want to make a point that there's still a problem that a practitioner can do you wrong even whilst holding that certificate. So the certificate is just a requirement that you must have it for you to practice. But the certificate doesn't stop a practitioner or their employees from misappropriating funds that are entrusted with them.
So now let's go back to what a valid certificate is. I want to approach an attorney. I want to approach some help. Is it reasonable for me to ask for that certificate?
It certainly is reasonable because it's part of the checkups that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
The certificate is issued on a yearly basis. It's valid from January to December of a year. The system opens up in October of the previous year for attorneys to apply for the following year.
Right.
Then validity also extends to say you could be issued a certificate in November 2020 for 2021. But it is discovered that during February 2021, you do something that is unwarranted, that warrants the retrieval of that certificate. Now, that certificate gets retracted by the Legal Practice Council, meaning if you had printed it out and you've got it displayed at your firm, it is no longer valid because it has been retracted.
Right.
So what we advise clients is that even if you were to see the certificate itself, it is always advisable to contact the legal practice council and confirm that it is valid.
Do people contact you? Do they? How do they go about it? Assuming I'm concerned, or assuming I'm starting to get a bit worried, or in fact, even in advance, if I want to check up to know what is the best way to do that?
There are currently 9 provincial councils in mm-hmm. the country, 1 in each province. So what you can do is you can go into the website of the legal practice council and you look up your provincial council and you can contact them to do verification on the practitioner that you want to use.
Right. And I think very, very important to do so. We do need to leave it there. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. It is very important, and it's important to create awareness around this. I think sometimes people treat lawyers like they do doctors, where they are very respectful, which is not a bad thing, but you shouldn't be respectful to the point that you subjugate your own rights or that you place yourself at risk. And I think this is an important conversation to create awareness.
Certainly.
Around this, and I do appreciate the time, and I do apologize again for butchering your name in a completely unnecessary way. It is 7:27. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem.